Married at First Sight. Chapter 4211. Tatum replied, "Both young masters wake up early, especially Angelo. He's always up before Alonzo. It's tough for him to get out of bed so early on such a cold day. Sometimes, he just wanted to stay wrapped up in his warm blankets, reluctant to get up." Annenberg remained freezing even after the new year, while Wiltspoon's daytime temperatures reached the mid-70s, dropping to the low 50s at night. Two provinces, two completely different climates. Wiltspoon's weather was a dream compared to the bitter cold here. Elora smiled. "Angelo's afraid of being late. Do you really think he'd skip breakfast? Don't bother holding out on him, he's a little foodie. There was always plenty of food for the little ones in the house. In fact, anything good was saved for them. And they had quite the appetite. Alonzo was a bit picky, but Angelo wasn't fazed by anything. If there were no vegetables, he'd happily eat two bowls of white rice with just soy sauce. Luckily, both boys were active, constantly running around. They ate a lot but never gained too much weight. If they ever did, Elora would step in and cut back their portions. Better not to let kids get too chubby." Tatum chuckled. "I know he loves eating here, so I always make sure there's a portion for him. He's not picky at all, makes my job easy when it comes to breakfast. Still, he made sure both boys got the same meal to avoid any favoritism." Tatum had a knack for turning simple breakfasts into fun, eye-catching designs. Kids loved anything shaped like cartoons or animals, and the two little brothers were no exception. Just then, a voice called out, "Big sister! Big sister!" Tinsley's voice rang through the house. A moment later, she walked in. "Tinsley, shouldn't you be at work already? Elora had slept in today after having one too many drinks at a social event the night before. Still, late for her was only 8 in the morning. Normally, she'd already be at the company by now. And so should Tinsley. I saw Timothy hanging around the villa entrance and got irritated, so I turned back," Tinsley muttered. She plopped down at the dining table and turned to Tatum. "Do you have any pastries today? Bring me some. I need something sweet to cheer me up." She had already eaten breakfast. But on her way out, she spotted Timothy standing outside the villa gates. As usual, he was being overly flashy, surrounded by bodyguards, multiple luxury cars parked behind him, and a massive bouquet of red roses in hand. He was putting on a show. Chasing after her. Tinsley was seriously tempted to have someone throw a sack over Timothy tonight, give him a good beating, and make sure he was stuck in bed for a few days. Maybe then he'd finally leave her alone. She ignored his messages. Declined his calls. And yet, Timothy still wouldn't give up. His so-called love was nothing but a smokescreen for his true ambitions. Tatum chuckled. "Of course, miss. Give me a second." He disappeared into the kitchen and returned moments later with a plate of pastries. These were meant for the two young masters, but they hadn't finished them all. Tinsley immediately noticed the treats were shaped like little animals, clearly made for the boys. She didn't mind. Anything Tatum made was delicious, no matter how it looked. Taking a bite, she praised him. "Tatum, your pastry skills have really improved. I remember when you first started here, you said baking wasn't your strong suit. It was decent back then, but compared to now? These are on a whole different level." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4212. Chapter 4212. Tatum smiled warmly. "That's all thanks to your guidance, miss." He truly believed he had improved. And Grandma knew him well. She had chosen a wife for him who helped him refine his cooking skills. Tinsley popped another pastry into her mouth. "A little dessert makes everything better." Tatum quietly stepped away, giving the sisters their space. "No point in letting Timothy get to you," Elora said, her voice calm. "If you react, he'll only push harder. Just ignore him. No matter what he does, Don't give him a response. When he realizes he's wasting his time, he'll eventually give up. Tinsley sighed. I'm more worried he'll start going after Seven and Violetta instead. They don't have the same self-control we do. So, for now, she would deal with it herself. Just seeing him ruins my mood, she muttered. Honestly, I wouldn't mind stuffing him in a sack and beating some sense into him. Does he really think I'm some helpless little girl he can push around? Elora smirked. Not a bad idea. Tinsley's eyes gleamed. So you agree? You think he's a pain, too? Elora's expression turned serious. Of course. He's insufferable. In that case, I won't hold back. Tinsley grinned. Our family doesn't need any ties with the Lab family anyway. She was testing Elora's stance. After all, Timothy was the son of the acting head of the Lab family. Mr. Lab had chosen him as his successor and held him in high regard. For now, we're staying away from the Lab family, Elora confirmed. But if the real heir ever returns and takes over, we'll see. Though honestly, I'm not even sure that child is still alive. A child that young, without his parents or any family to protect him, with enemies hunting him down at every turn, his survival was uncertain at best. Perhaps a visit to FC Manor was in order. She could check if the eldest young lady of the Johnson family had any information. One thing was clear, the child hadn't lived with the Johnsons for long. Elora had no idea where Jane had hidden him. The Lab family had never stopped searching, and even the Lafayette family from Mead Spring had sent people to investigate, but no one had found a trace. After all, Jane had picked him up in Mead Spring. Tinsley shifted the conversation. Sister, were you drunk last night? Just a little, Elora admitted. I had a couple extra drinks and got sleepy. I wasn't completely out of it, just a slight headache. I feel better after some honey water. Tinsley hesitated before adding, you sure you don't want to rest today? I can handle things at the company. She had only heard about Elora drinking a bit too much this morning. Originally, Elora's bodyguard had called Seven to help her back to her room, but Tatum had woken her up instead. Lately, Elora had stopped teasing Tinsley about Tatum. Was she starting to care about him more? Maybe even getting possessive? Tinsley didn't say anything out loud. Some things were better left unsaid. Tatum was a good match for Elora. The York family had plenty of sons, one of them settling into her household wouldn't be an issue. In the end, Tatum was the best choice for Elora. I'm fine, Elora reassured her. Just needed some rest. And now that I've had breakfast and some coffee, I'm good to go. She picked up the cup of coffee Tatum had prepared, stood up, and left the dining hall. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4213. Chapter 4213. Tinsley finished the last of her snacks and followed Elora out. Sis, you're always busy. You must be exhausted. Why don't you take a day off and rest at home? I can handle everything for you, Tinsley suggested, hoping Elora would take the opportunity to spend more time with Tatum. But Elora shook her head. Not today. I have an important meeting and need to see two major clients. I'm really fine, don't worry. And from now on, I'm done with alcohol. Given her position, no one would dare force her to drink at social events. Most people also knew she avoided drinking in public to prevent being taken advantage of. But every now and then, if she was in a good mood, she might have a glass or two. Hearing this, Tinsley gave up trying to convince her. After finishing their coffee, the sisters left together. Elora headed back to the company, with Tinsley riding in the car behind her. As they drove past the gates of their villa community, they spotted Timothy still standing there. Elora didn't even bother rolling down the window. Timothy's father had come in person, but Elora refused to see him. Who did Timothy think he was? Seated in Elora's car, which was driven by bodyguards, Tinsley glanced outside. Timothy recognized the vehicle immediately. Elora never traveled without security, and her private car was always flanked by escort vehicles. The level of protection she had was far beyond that of Timothy, the eldest son of the Lab family. The truth was, Timothy wanted to marry Elora. But she didn't even acknowledge his father. He had visited several times, only to be turned away each time. Any gifts they sent were promptly returned. She was impossible to persuade. Even under the pretense of a business partnership, Elora wasn't interested. Her secretary simply scheduled an appointment, but with the long queue ahead, there was no telling when it would be their turn. Timothy's father suggested another approach, starting with Tinsley. Though slightly less accomplished than Elora, Tinsley was still a force to be reckoned with. She helped run the family business and had built a reputation as a formidable figure in an Enberg's corporate world someone most small-time bosses couldn't even dream of reaching. Unlike Elora, Tinsley wasn't as cold or distant. Many men had tried to get close to Elora, but none had succeeded. She remained unattainable. Rumor had it that the private chef she hired last year was a young, handsome man who spent his days cooking for her. Though working for the Ormond family meant he had a bright future, many top restaurants would gladly take him in after he left, he was still just a chef. No one thought he was worthy of Elora Ormond. Timothy didn't dare block Elora's car. He knew better than to push his luck. Angering Elora could ruin everything, and his father would tear into him if that happened. He wasn't about to make a foolish move. Tinsley's car followed closely behind Elora's. Timothy considered stopping her but ultimately held back. All he could do was watch as she drove away, bouquet still in hand. Only after she was out of sight did he finally move. Frustrated, he hurled the bouquet to the ground and stomped on it repeatedly. He was the eldest son of the Lab family, yet Tinsley didn't even give him the time of day. Fine. He'd wait. One day, when she was his, he'd make sure she paid for it. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4214. Chapter 4214. Ring, ring, ring. Timothy's phone rang. It was his father. Adjusting his expression, he answered while walking toward his car. Dad. Timothy, what's going on? Any progress? Mr. Lab was still in Carrie's room, but he had stepped onto the balcony to make the call. Inside, Carrie lay fast asleep, her brows furrowed in discomfort. She had barely gotten any rest last night. Mr. Lab had kept her up for hours, showing no mercy. She had begged him to stop, but he ignored her pleas, even forcing her to take some pills that left her barely conscious. Carrie cursed him in her mind before drifting into uneasy sleep. She knew full well that to him, she was nothing more than a mistress, a tool for his pleasure. If she had been his wife, he wouldn't have treated her this way. Once, she had dreamed of replacing Mrs. Lab, of becoming the real lady of the house. Now, she had no such ambitions. She didn't even want revenge on Serenity anymore. She just wanted to escape Mr. Lab's grasp. But it was too late. She had boarded his ship, and there was no getting off. She hadn't even gotten involved willingly, he had forced her into it. Meanwhile, Timothy let out a frustrated sigh. Dad, Tinsley is impossible to crack. Honestly, I should have gone for Inho Ormond instead. She just stepped into the real world. She's young, inexperienced, easier to manipulate. He regretted picking Tinsley. He had been chasing her for ages with nothing to show for it. Tinsley, if she had heard this, would have laughed coldly. Manipulate her? Because she was young and naive? Sorry, but she was anything but naive. Growing up in the Ormond family had trained all the sisters to be wary of outsiders. Even their youngest sibling, who hadn't yet come of age, was highly vigilant. Especially around men. Their older sisters constantly warned them not to fall for pretty faces. None of those men wanted them, they were after the Ormond fortune. Mr. Lab went silent for a moment before responding, "Inho is too young. She has no real power in the family. Even if you married her, it wouldn't bring the big benefits we need. Be patient. The Ormond sisters are guarded, but that's to be expected. For now, forget about chasing a wife. Come back and deal with the family matters first. Those people are stirring up trouble again, demanding more of what we promised them. We already gave them what they wanted, but it's never enough. They're getting greedy. Mr. Lab's entire plan relied on securing support from certain people. He had convinced them to back him, promising them wealth and power in return. Without incentives, they wouldn't have risked their necks for him. If things went south, they could end up behind bars. For now, he had to play along. But once he uncovered the hidden evidence against him, he'd eliminate every last one of them. Mr. Lab was not a man of his word. He never trusted those who worked for him. The only way to ensure silence was to get rid of them permanently. Dead men told no tales.